This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute. What do a whale and a frog have in common? According to a study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, pound for pound, they sound the same. Sounds fishy? I mean, if you've ever heard the eerie song of the humpback whale, you know that it don't sound like no spring peeper. But scientists at the University of Florida Health Science Center have compared the calls made by 500 different animals, from crickets to crocodiles and ostriches to chimps. And they find that the basic features of every animal's cry, such as frequency and duration, depend on the creature's metabolism, which in turn depends on the animal's body size and temperature. And when the calls are adjusted to account for differences in body size and temperature, a whale sounds a lot like a frog. And vice versa for a whale-sized frog. They think there's a metabolic link because energy use affects the nerves and muscles that animals use to sound off. Of course, we still don't know what they're saying, and I'm not getting close enough to ask. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听。请推荐给身边的好友。